I need to start the recording. Okay, so we'll just start over by saying that we do have a quorum. We have Bobette Patton here, Chair Kathy Sorkin, Brendan O'Brien, Byron Price, Brandon Bradshaw.
Okay. All right, everybody. The first order of business is any public comments that came in. Do we have any?
We did not receive any.
Okay. All right. Moving forward. The next item is the EDRST fiscal year 24 budget. And I'll let Brooke kind of outline what's before us.
Thank you. So we included in your packet is a copy of the proposed budget that has been submitted to council for review. It has not yet been approved. I am going to get it pulled up here so that we can look at it as we go. Point out is that we are expecting this year, due obviously to the developments that we have had with Costco and with the Quick Trip being added in Third Ward. So revenue is being projected at a little over $1 million. As you can see, this is what is actually included in the budget that gets submitted to City Council. So you can, if you've had the time to read through it, to see what the revenues are, compare them to previous years, see what some of our performance items were for fiscal year 23, as well as business licenses issued for the year. And so when we get into the actual budget part, of course, you have your personnel services. This includes the funding for the two full-time economic development specialist positions and a portion of my salary. I'm not exactly sure how much of my salary comes out of here, but as you can see, the total for the personnel is $336,000. Because there is an increase in revenue this year that's projected, that 20% admin amount is there. There is a little bit, we are a little bit over that for the full amount. We would request that the rest of that come from the reserves. As you know, we are requesting for the funding for the two full-time positions to be included again for next year. We just had our second position filled in February. I believe that's when you joined us, Miles, in February. So it took us a while to get that position filled to find a qualified candidate. So now that we have our team on board, we will be moving forward with implementing the economic development strategy. And it is very important that I have those two full-time positions to assist in that, because as deputy city manager, I cannot devote 100% of my time to implementing the economic development strategy. So we are requesting that those two positions be funded again for fiscal year 24. Another important fact to note, for events and receptions, that number, that line item has increased to $275,000. The reason for that is because the LSBD is requesting additional money this year for their events and receptions. The reason being is that their costs, the cost for hosting these events have gone up. For example, in this year they held the Ice Carnival, which we typically fund the LSBD at $100,000 for their events and receptions. This year when they held the Ice Carnival, they spent a little over $60,000 for the Ice Carnival, which meant that they were unable to hold monthly events like they usually do. So that is why they are requesting more money. I do want to run down the events that they intend to hold in fiscal year 24. So they are planning to do an international festival in September. They're planning the Halloween pet parade in October. They will have Small Business Saturday and holiday promotions in November, December. The Loop Ice Carnival will be held again in January. Loop Restaurant Week in March. Loop 420 Fest in April. Loop in Motion in May, and then the Juneteenth event they will have next June. So as you see, they have a very robust calendar of events, and that is why they are requesting an increase in their funding. I want to pause there to see if you guys have any questions about the LSBD's request. And if you, I can't, if you're raising your hand, Brendan, I can't see it. Did you have your hand up?
Well, I was going to go off mute. Can you give me that list one more time for me, if you don't
I
mind?
I sure can. In fact, let me share. I'm trying to find it. Let me share there.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I got you, got you, got you. Is the, kind of laughingly say this, but the 420 Fest, I don't have a problem with it, but is that the first time we're doing it?
So last year, this year when they had it, that was the first time that it was held. We were also on the fence about that as well, because we had to tell them not to put U City or University City or anything city related in that event. And they are not requesting reimbursement for that event. So that was an event that they will be funding themselves.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's the only question I got. I don't have a problem. I'm just, but.
Yeah,
just,
no, we were all there with you because, you know, the city manager's position is that as the chief law enforcement officer for the city, we couldn't really sign off on this. So that's why we did our best to make sure that it was advertised as the Del Mar Loop or the LSBD presents, but we told them specifically not to say University City, U City Loop, or any way associated with the city. Now, some of the media sources did that anyway, but we have no control over that. We did ask for correction. I believe it was Channel 5 that referred to it as U City Loop host 420, and that was not how it was advertised. But that if they host that event again next year, they will not be requesting reimbursement for that.
Okay, that's fair. Like, it's legal now, so I mean,
it's legal, but everybody's but just, not.
I know. All right, that's
you
fine.
Know, and yep. They are aware of that, and they understand that if they host that again, which is why it's not included in their list. Or I'm sorry, they did include it in their list. What I'm reading the events from is from their meeting. They did not include it in their list to me. I just pulled up their agenda from their meeting on Tuesday where they listed the events that they plan to have just for me to reference. But they will not request reimbursement for the 420 event.
Okay.
I have a question. Is the free parking going to continue for fiscal year 24? Is that in there somewhere?
No, the free parking initiative ended in December of last year, and there is no intent to, at this time, there is no intent to do that again. Well, so right now, parking is not free in the loop. You have to pay to park.
Oops.
you should be paying to park.
I park behind the market in the loop and I go to the market, and that's about what we've been doing. So,
So should something change? That initiative, when we did the free parking initiative, it was to draw business back to the loop following the pandemic. The LSBD said they did not see the need for it anymore. They have seen their business a lot of the businesses, I should say, have seen their business return to pre-pandemic levels. So that's why we felt okay letting it end in December. And at this time, there's no plan to do it again. But of course, if that changes, we would bring that back to the board.
My question is, we used to have, just a few years ago, 784 business licenses, and now we're down to 566. So I was just curious if, you know, it received a lot of support at the time. And anyway, it's a $100,000 issue. I recognize that, but we also have more money coming in because of these new projects. But
And that will be part of when we talk about implementing the economic development strategy, part of that is focusing on business recruitment. So we have seen some businesses leave the loop. We have seen some businesses struggling.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of vacancies right now.
There are. And so part of what the economic development team will be focusing on in fiscal year 24 is recruitment of businesses, not just to the Loop, but to University City as well. We just have to get our strategy in place first.
I think it'd be helpful if we got a report with, you know, your new staff. Is there a way to get a count of tracking whether we're all these events and so forth are having an impact in terms of occupancy in all these storefronts, because it can start to, you know, be something that grows when people don't, you know, see so many vacancies. So
sure. And I will plan for our next regular meeting, which is in July. I can have the LSBD present, since they are hosting those events, and they can share some of their numbers and what the turnout is. And then as far as our reporting, we can certainly start to report on the activity in the Loop, as far as if we're losing businesses, if we're gaining businesses. We can make that a regular report that we do when we have our quarterly meetings.
Right. Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, any other questions?
Yeah. Is professional services, is that part of LSBD?
So professional services is a portion of that does cover the contract, not for LSBD, but for the Jessica and the work that she does directly for the city. So that is for the Explore U City newsletter that she sends out weekly. I believe her contract is about $30,000. The remaining amount is for this software that we have called CoStar. We are learning. I had Miles and Rajay actually attend a meeting to find out what CoStar does, because I believe the previous ACM, Gabby, recommended that software, and I had never used it before. So we are
I use it learning. Every day.
You use CoStar every day? Okay.
Every day.
Okay, great. So $11,000 of that is for CoStar, $30,000 is for Jessica. Part of that will include, she will be starting to do some marketing for the businesses along Olive as well. That is one of our initiatives that we plan to push forward in fiscal year 24. So that is a contract that she has directly with the city, and it's not specifically for the Loop, it's for the other businesses and marketing them as well.
Okay. My next question is, what other areas are going to have attention paid with these dollars in addition to the Loop? So,
yes. And so we will, we have not put anything in this budget yet for events on Olive, but the plan is to start having similar events that we have on in the Loop along Olive for the commercial corridor. So that is an initiative that we will be implementing in fiscal year 24. There is not money in this budget right now. We will be coming back to you guys once we get a plan in place to request funds, excuse me, to host events for the businesses along Olive.
Okay, very good.
So the next item that's a change in the budget, and what I tried to do was just point out the changes that we put in this budget. The next item that is a change, there is an increase in professional development. We are requesting $6,000 for that, and that will be $2,000 per person. And that is for any professional development that we take. For example, Rajay is currently attending a course that's called Fundamentals of Economic Development. Once he completes that course, he will earn a chancellor's certificate. I completed the course last year and I earned the chancellor's certificate as well. I would like for Miles to complete that course in the upcoming fiscal year. And another item that we're looking to take some that we want to focus on are some of these financing mechanisms like TIF and CID. so that we're all familiar with that and how we can use that when we're talking about business recruitment. So that number's just increased because we have more staff now. Before it was just me, and clearly I didn't need $6,000, but now we are requesting $2,000 per staff member.
Okay.
And lastly, we are requesting $150,000 again for facade improvement. We have had a rocky path this year, but we are hoping to, since Rajay and I have been here and we've run the program from beginning and we're getting towards the end, at this point, we are looking to run the program again next year. We did get a lot of interest in it. The city council will be recommending some changes to the guidelines for the facade improvement program, and I will have more information for you guys on that in July when we meet. But we are hoping to run the program again next year. We did get a lot of businesses that were interested in it. Unfortunately, not all of them met the requirements by the deadline, so we do want to run the program again next year.
Okay.
And I can tell you the city council did, while we're speaking of facade improvement, this is just more of an update. They did pull three of the applications because the properties were vacant. Now, there's nothing currently in our guidelines that prohibits the owner of a vacant property from applying for facade improvement funds. And that is one of the things that they are considering changing. Or if the property is vacant, that we would put in a provision that they have to have the property occupied by a certain date, or if they sell the property, then we would claw back the funds. So those are some of the changes that they are looking to make to the program, which is understandable. Of course, our recommendation comes from what the guidelines currently are, which is why we recommended approval of those, but you will likely see more of that information when we meet in July, but we will tweak that program before we open up applications again next fiscal year.
All right.
So with that said, if you guys don't have any questions, then staff would recommend a motion to recommend the council approve the proposed budget as submitted to you all.
Okay.
I'll make a motion, Brandon Bradshaw, unless there's no questions.
Is there a second?
Second. I do have a quick question.
Certainly.
On the motion, can you add with the exclusion of 420? I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so that is an event for the Loop. And as I mentioned, the Loop, when I listed the events, I showed you the list that they gave to their board on Tuesday because that was what I had access to, but they will not be requesting reimbursement for that. However, if you want that included in the motion, we can certainly amend it that they are not to be reimbursed for the 420 event. That they held it this past April, and I guess they're planning to hold it again next April.
Or in the future in 24.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So exclude 420 event for LSBD. I'll be sure to include that in the motion when I send the letter from the chair. Well,
let's see if we have agreement, but probably we do. is there further discussion? If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor of the motion as amended, which excludes support for the 420 event, either reimbursement for last year or this year or inclusion in next year's budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. All right. Are there any further comments from the board on anything? If not, we just remind everybody we tentatively have scheduled the next meeting July 6th at 6:30. And hopefully we may be able to do that in person. We'll see how it goes.
I thought we changed that, though, to a later date because of the holiday. I thought it was like the, what, didn't we talk about changing that to the, what was right. it, the 13th?
We may have. I haven't done the minutes from our last okay. meeting, so we may have changed it.
Come on, Brooke.
Hey, listen, I have like three boards or three committees. I'm like, I do remember somebody talking about that was right after the holiday, though.
I think
this committee.
Could you get the date or something shortly so we all know?
Yes, I'll do it tomorrow when I get in the office, and then I'll just shoot you guys an email and make sure I change it.
Thank you. All right. With that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn unless anybody has anything else. Okay, all in favor of adjourning?
Did we get the motion and second?
Oh yeah, we approved. There was a second and we had unanimous approval of the motion.
Who was the motion adjourn?
Not on the close, we didn't do that one. I'll make the motion to close.
Okay. Second.
Okay. I got you. Okay. And then just do your all in favor.
Aye.
All in favor?
Nope.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. Motion passes.
All right. I'm going to stop the recording.